Welcome to Wren's Recipes, the podcast. Hello, little chef. I'm Wren, and welcome to another episode of Wren's Recipes, where today we'll be talking about a classic Louisiana dish, gumbo. So if you somehow haven't heard of gumbo, in Louisiana, we have this delicious, hearty, thick soup or stew with meat and greens, and it's one of the best things to eat when you're feeling sick or cold or really whenever you want. Now, although gumbo is credited to southern Louisiana and it's where you find it the most today, it's actually believed to come from West Africa, where they called okra, which is the ingredient that thickens the dish, they called it gumbo. To make this delicious soup, it's essential that you start with a roux. This serves as the thickener or base of the gumbo. To make a roux, add an equal part of flour to an equal part of hot oil or fat in a pot and stir continuously until it's browned, but not quite burned. You want it to be somewhere between caramelized and toasted. Next, add in your broth. In this case, we would use a homemade chicken broth, made by boiling the bones from a leftover chicken with probably an onion and some veggies like carrots and celery for an hour or two to get all of those flavors. Next, go in with your tough greens like collards or kale and add okra, chicken, and sausage. You could add duck or seafood or leave out the meat altogether if you're not a fan of meat. Once everything is fully cooked, serve it warm over some rice. And if it's not thickened up enough, you can add the crushed leaves of a sassafras tree, which is known as filé powder. So I hope this recipe has got you thinking about Louisiana culture and Mardi Gras, which is coming up soon. So I'll see you all next time talking about some king cakes. So laissez le bon temps rouler, little chef. Let the good times roll.